Tuning in, some of you for the very first time, and some of you for the very last time, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and incidentally, the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. It's the fastest 2 hours in talk radio, and we'd like to laugh at all these really amusing things out there, like genocide, slavery, and child kidnapping, pedophile cults run by DynCorp, and... it's the lighter side of genocide, because in a world so full of chaos and madness, if you lose your sense of humor, you'll go friggin' nuts. And I apparently found out yesterday that, we've got a bit of feedback going through here, mate. You might want to turn your speakers down, our fabulous guest. I'll just go ahead and introduce him here so he can speak. His name is Michael Cross, ladies and gentlemen. Mike, welcome to the program.
Hello, Vinny. How's it going?
Really well, always. Now that you're here, tell us a little bit about yourself and, you know, preface, you know, give yourself that credibility type factor type thingy, you know. That's what we do right here in the first segment. And then in the final show, we've got Michael here for a full 2 hours, ladies and gentlemen. Just plug your websites and then we're going to get right on into it.
Okay. Well, let's see how I should begin this. I basically am one of those people who graduated from the wonderful state of Oregon, University of Oregon. I've been an educator for about 20 years, in which I mostly focus on psychology and also international finance and comparative government, which may sound like a interesting program, but at least it lets you be a little bit more interdisciplinary. And so tonight's subject that we'd be dealing with, I'll kind of introduce it as I go along here. But as I've been teaching psychology over the years, I've become more and more fascinated with the subject of psychopathology. And I have to say this, in university, we didn't talk much about that. Even when I was taking courses in criminal psychology, really, it was just brushed over. And I'm not sure why that was, but whenever you talk about personality disorders, a lot of times it just does not get mentioned. I mean, you get borderline, histrionic, schizotypal, schizophrenia, everything. But psychopathology is not mentioned that much. And so I didn't study it until I actually started dealing with it more in a classroom situation and then going into more research about it. And I'll stop right there. So kind of, you know, let you kind of take over here. Hello?
Ladies and gentlemen, extremely strange, weird technical glitches going on here. When I started up my computer this morning, it froze dead, and 2 minutes into the show, my modem froze dead. It's very strange. Technical difficulties like a plague today, ladies and gentlemen, and I apologize for the listeners, for all of those of you who had to do dead air, but I can guarantee you, you didn't have as big of a heart attack as I just did. My very special guest, Michael Cross, is about to enlighten you about some of the things that are running through my mind right now. It's called psychopathy. Well, sorry for the interruptions there, mate. But I'm glad you've got a sense of humor amid all this.
Hey, I think some psychopath didn't like what we were talking about. Cut your modem off.
Well, let's hope so, you know, because I'm always looking for people to oppose me and give me moral justification for what I do, and here it is. In fact, get this. I wanted to. Sorry. I've got something to bring up later on about psychopathy and a particular experience that I stayed up late last night having with a particular bunch of climate cultists. So anyway. Sorry, we were rudely cut off in the first place. Michael, continue to introduce yourself.
Oh, I don't know how far you got through. I was just, you know, I was talking that in...
You went to the University of Oregon and you started learning something that was, you didn't get taught much in criminology called psychopathy.
Yeah.
That was the last one I hit.
Well, I took courses in political psychology. I took it in criminal psychology and so forth. Very little was said about this particular disorder. Now, it may be, yes, that in the late 80s, early 90s, there wasn't so much really known, even though this has been researched since, I think the earliest I ever heard of was like the 1830s, where it was called some sort of a moral deprivation disorder. But really... I guess I was just like everyone else. You use the word psychopath, and the first thing I think of is some sort of crazy person. They're in the bottom of their mother's basement, and they're clipping out news clippings of murders and stuff like that. And they're loners, and they do all these nasty things. And actually, that is probably the opposite of the average psychopath.
And it's probably the psychopaths in Hollywood that put up that stereotype in order to conceal themselves. But that's just a conspiracy theory on my part.
Well, the thing is, you mentioned Hollywood, and one of the things that's kind of got me going on the research of psychopathology and how I've tried to apply that and maybe enlighten more people about it is that the irony is, I think we as a culture are attracted to and we actually love the psychopath. It's not that they're this crazy person that, yeah, they're hanging out behind bushes or something like that. The actual psychopath is the kind of person that we tend to adore. And there's many Hollywood characters that we fall in love with and so forth. Even though if you actually look at what personality traits they display, they are psychopaths without any doubt.
Is that why they've lost all their creativity and all these sequels keep coming out?
Well, maybe if they had some people that were knowledgeable about the personality disorder, they'd come up with some fun stuff. Let me just ask you. Oh, go
I
ahead.
Find that
go
there
ahead.
Is awesome. I find that there is plenty of fun stuff to see in the cinemas, but it's almost stopping enlightenment, if that's what I mean. It's kind of like it's like putting duct tape over your third eye going to see a lot of Hollywood films these days.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, that's part of our culture. We are, and I'll talk about Edward Bernays, one of my favorites, in a moment, but our culture is based now on materialism. And so you're looking for what sells. Now, we made the mistake, and I'm not going to mention names of networks, but my wife and I made the mistake last year of adding some children's networks to our cable. Now, the thing was, it's hard to pull the children away from those shows. I mean, you have to actually argue. You have to try to, you know, yank them away. And then I was having a conversation with my wife, and of course I study a lot of stuff dealing with media and marketing. I have actually, ironically enough, I have three sons in college studying marketing right now. I don't know if that's good or bad, but
it's definitely bad.
Yeah. They're applying the stuff, just like, again, I'll go back to Bernays, but how Bernays applied his Uncle Freud's theories. But the thing is, one of the things that really irritates me and I talked with my wife about this, was these are not shows that are just kind of put on for fun and, oh, let's have the kids watch this and they'll have a good time. You actually have people that have advanced degrees that are sitting back and they're thinking, how do we – let's form some plots that will glue children to the TV. And when I mentioned that, my wife's going, well, isn't that sort of unethical that you're trying to get kids just to sit around watching your network? And I said, where's ethics play into this? None of our networks, I think, really deal with ethics. Their ethic is to get you to watch the program, to consume, and to conform to whatever notions they are putting across as being the norm. So in a sense, we're dumbing down, because if you make things too smart, it's going to turn off the people that aren't smart, and they're the ones that might be more likely to buy your products.
So, what does that mean?
Well,
I mean, in terms of the motivation, like, what would somebody who understands that, how would they change the way they go about making these TV shows and movies and what kind of things? I mean, are you saying that they purposely interject all this soullessness and stupidity, basically because they want everybody to be dumb?
Well, no. The thing is that when you're watching television, and I think you've probably had this on your show before, you go into somewhat of a trance, and you're susceptible to buying products, to the messages that are coming across, and so forth. If I'm a marker, if you hire me to one of these children's networks, and I go into this meeting and we're determining whether we should have a cartoon that tries to, or one of these silly like sitcom type shows they have that tries to teach kids something, or one that's just silly and fluffy and kids will just sit there glued to it. If you go by the bottom line, you're going to go for fluffy. Because fluffy will bring in the money.
That's the ultimate thing, and the fur industry knows this too. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, where it's all about being somewhat fluffy in order to sell it to the public. And we'll be right back after the break with a very special guest, Michael Cross. And the subject today is psychopathy. Very enjoyable subject to be.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Feeling stressed? Tired? Lacking energy or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Warning. Warning. American. Warning. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
No one's gonna take me alive. It's time who's come to make things right. You and I must fight for our rights. You and I must fight to
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the most suicidal 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. My very special guest, Michael Cross. I keep asking him for his website, but the best response he's given me so far, kind of cryptic, I should be suspicious, but if you go to Facebook and you check out Freedom From Conscience. That's Freedom From Conscience. And essentially, my understanding is you've written a book, a fictional book, that has a female psychopath as the lead protagonist. And based upon your particular interest and psychological understanding of the mind of a psychopath, you've basically tried to create a character that everybody loves, a lovable psychopath. That's very interesting, I must say. Why did you do that?
Well, here was the thing. I joked about, I noticed something. I used to show a documentary called The Iceman, and it's on an individual, I don't know if you ever heard of him, Richard Kuklinski. He was a serial killer, killed lots of people. There's a couple documentaries out there on him. And at the time he did the interview, he's like 70, he's kind of balding, he's got a beard. And the psychologist is asking him about his what drove him to become a killer. He later became he mixed business with pleasure. He got into the mafia and started killing. The thing I noticed that was really strange was I started noticing that many of the female students would actually say, he is so cool. I would love to meet a guy like that. And you're going, well, wait. What are you talking about? This guy is a killer. Yeah, but he's got charisma. He's got he believes it. I mean, I'm going, well, what
was it? Wasn't there that happens a lot, isn't it? Like there's women who just throw themselves at it. Even when these guys are convicted of being serial killers for manipulating and horribly raping and killing large amounts of women, for some reason, there's still women out there who want a piece of the action.
Well, yeah, and this drives me to the point here. The thing was that when I started noticing this, I joked around saying, you know, I should write a novel about a psychopath and see how people would react. And, of course, you just kind of joke with students. And they're like, hey, do it. Please do it. And so I threw something together. And then people, you know, and then it evolved to where it's like, oh, maybe I'll get this published. And it got published. But here is the weird part. This was the weird part. I tried to be as close to what a female psychopath would be like and seeing the world through her eyes. And what I noticed was as people would read, I first started out with a focus group and, you know, just to say, well, take a look at it, see what you think. Here you go. And girls, especially females, were going, she's so cool. I mean, I really like this person. And, you know, I really love how she's doing this and this. Anyway, but she's a killer. Well, yeah, that's beside the point. And I'm going, but she's a psychopath. And they're going, yeah, and she's fun. And I've noticed that there's even in a scene where she does her first kill, which what I do is I create a scene in which she intellectually thinks about what she's doing step by step. And then she ponders things, you know, about, well, where did this person's soul go now that I've killed her and stuff like that. And everyone that's read that, they start thinking, they actually ask me, say, I don't know what it is, but I actually was like really getting into this. It really disturbed me. And for some reason, and it could have to do with Freudian psychology, the id or whatever, the psychopath's almost like a window to the darker side of humanity. And that's what attracts us because on television, for instance, I mean, look at, I'll give you an archetypical psychopath, James Bond. Now people are thinking, well, wait, I thought psychopaths are supposed to be the bad guy. Not always. If we look at James Bond, he can blow up 100 or 200 people at the bad guy's lair and then without even
have a martini to celebrate.
And have sex with the Swedish girl. So,
so hey, I mean, sounds like a cool psychopath to me.
Yeah, but
men want to be him. Women want to be with him. It's called psychopathy. And we're going to give you a license to be one. That's yeah. called intelligence. That's why. Hey, wait a second. That brings me to an important question. Do you think intelligence agencies actively try to recruit psychopaths?
You know, I've wondered about that because there'd be a positive and a negative to that. Have you ever heard of the Stanley Milgram studies?
No, but psychopaths can't be trusted is the problem, is that they're always looking out for number one. And I had Thomas Sheridan, who's an Irishman and a musician, and he wrote a book called The Labyrinth of the Psychopath. And he said that no psychopath can be trusted to do anything. And they've done lots and lots of research on that. Even in the military, you'd figure where a psychopath would be able to thrive by murdering people, that kind of thing. He said that no, they don't actually wind up serving their military or following orders or anything. And while everybody else is fighting and trying to protect each other in a battle zone, the psychopath is finding ways to get out of the firefights and try and find things to steal or women to rape and things like that. Like My Lai in Vietnam is a perfect example of what happens when you have psychopaths in the military. Basically, well, it's not a good thing.
I kind of joke with this. The reason why maybe they pass their genes on is, You ever think of those back in the 1700s when all the soldiers would line up in a row and they'd march together and, you know, the enemy would be loading their muskets and ready to fire? The psychopath was a smart one who ducked behind his friend when the bullets went off. And so his friend got it, he didn't, and then he was left another day to fight. The thing is, Stanley Milgram, he did a study on people's obedience. And what it was it was a trick on these people. They were brought in. They had.
Well, you're talking about the Harvard University study where the person behind the screen and the person was conducted to give electroshocks to them.
Yes.
Just to see whether or not, seeing as you're at a prestigious Harvard University and you have a doctor in a white coat telling you to administer extremely powerful electric shocks to individuals, the idea was to find out, in particular, the type of Nazi thing, because they were questioning, do normal people wind up following orders of authority, even if it's against their own good conscience? And what was it, 1 in 10 people refused to electrocute the person?
And here's the irony, in that while it wasn't studied, I'll bet you.
Sorry, you're cutting out there. Sorry, you're going to have to start that sentence again. Here's the irony, though. Start again.
Yeah, here's the irony, and I'll bet you anything that within that group of 10% that refused to actually administer the electrical shock, you'd find if any of those were psychopaths in the study, they were of the 1 in 10. Because this is something a lot of people mess up. They think of psychopaths as being like Hitler and Stalin. So every psychopath has to be this very authoritarian person because Hitler, Stalin, Pol Pot, these kind of people were psychopaths. But not all psychopaths are authoritarians, and not all authoritarians are psychopaths. In fact, I would actually venture to say the scientists that were doing human experiments at the Japanese center in World War II, Unit 731, or the grunts that were, you know, the Russians who were guards in the gulags, they probably were not necessarily psychopaths. They were following orders. Now, the orders were probably given by psychopaths, but they were more what you would call situational psychopaths. They might do the things a psychopath would do, but they were doing it because they were being told to do it. The scary part about psychopaths is, yeah, you may have a hard time recruiting one and making them a good, loyal CIA agent, but at the same time, what they will do is they will, if they get in or they'll find a way, they'll rise to the top of corporate, educational, political structures, and therefore they're the ones giving the orders. They don't like to take orders. Psychopaths actually are the ultimate individualist, at least in their mind. They like to see themselves as lone wolves.
Well, you know, what exactly is the mentality behind it? Because one thing you mentioned about psychopaths is their connections to their family, right? Like, if you've ever seen that film, The Punisher, it's when this big crime family full of psychopaths loses their son in a drug bust kind of thing. And as a result, they get really incensed and get vengeance and wipe out this guy's entire extended family while they're on a family reunion, right? Now, this is something that you mentioned in your video there, which I found quite fascinating, to tell you the truth, is that psychopaths, although they don't really have a conscience, they still have, for some reason, that kind of empathy. Like, sympathy. They can sympathize with their child getting hurt or something like that, and they'll get angry, you know, like, don't mess with the family of a psychopath, mate, because just because they don't have a conscience doesn't mean they don't care if their kids get hurt by somebody, all right? And they will get very, very angry. And with psychopathy, hey, there's nothing they won't do to you.
Well, the psychopath is an individual who, like you said, yes, they have no real empathy, but they do have sympathy, and they also how you put this. Some people say that they're – it's very common to hear people say the psychopath is reptilian. They have – and we're not going to go into the, you know, the conspiracy stuff on reptilians, but the psychopath, it has a reptilian brain that just kind of goes on the concept of reproduction, pleasure, aggression, and so forth. I wouldn't say reptilian. I would actually liken the psychopath to, for instance, a lion. A lion you wouldn't say is evil because a lioness who kills for food or kills to protect her cubs or something like that. But she has no feeling about that. She does it because it's programmed in her. But it's not necessarily – at the same time, we love lions. It's like, oh, you know, we buy our kids, you know, cuddly lion dolls and stuff like that. But in reality, that is the way I think a psychopath would react. You mess with their primary or what's called first-degree relatives, and they will get you. In fact, this Richard Kuklinski, he in the video – what happened was he had a friend, and the friend owed him money. And so Kuklinski told his loyal friend, he said, well, I need you to pay the money back. And the friend said, no, I know where your family lives, so stop harassing me. And, well, we know what happened to him within 24 hours. I mean, he was in pieces. So that's the way a psychopath actually would operate. They could be, and it may sound ironic to people, you say they'd be loyal to their husband, wife, mistress, children, but not to anyone else.
So so the psychopathic loyalty is kind of confined specifically to the family unit, or does it extend to business contacts and things of that nature? Like if you screwed over somebody's business buddy, a psychopath or whatever on Wall Street, would they then come after you and have that same kind of reaction? I mean, because with psychopaths, the difficulty is because they don't feel empathy per se, no real empathy. I mean, they can sympathize and rationalize how somebody's feeling and perhaps try to feel bad for them, but they can't actually feel bad for them. You know, it's just physically impossible, isn't it?
Well, it would depend on how close the contact was. It's said a lot of times that psychopaths have acquaintances, but they don't have friends. They may open themselves up to a very limited number of persons, but to them, it might not even be as close as we might think. I'll give you an example. If you have a situation where someone's got a hunting trip planned on a Saturday, he and his friend have been planning this for years. Well, not years, but let's just say months. And his friend has a heart attack and dies. The psychopath might actually, the first thing that comes to their mind is, well, great, we've rented the lodge. Who else will go with me Saturday? That's how they would think, even though they would think, well, I'll do anything for my friend. But if his friend has a heart attack and dies, it's sort of like they're not sitting there bawling and crying and stuff. They're making plans. So a psychopath, if their wife or girlfriend or whatever breaks up with them, they're likely to be on the phone that day trying to find a date for the weekend. That's how they think.
Oh. Right. And we'll be right back after the break. Ladies and gentlemen, my very special guest, really quite enjoying this actually, Michael Cross. And we'll be right back.
Why buy long-term storage and emergency preparedness dried and dehydrated foods? Well, freeze-dried and dehydrated foods can be stored just about any place and will be ready when you need it, like in the event of a disaster that disrupts transportation. Grocery stores would be empty within 3 days. Bulk food purchases really make your dollars count. Buying in bulk, your cost per pound drops significantly. And it has 7 to 30 years long-term shelf life. No refrigeration is required either, so if the power goes out, your food is still safe. And you know, studies have shown that dehydrated foods are actually substantially more nutritious than either frozen or canned foods. The loss is only 3 to 5% of the original nutritional value of the food, without added chemicals or additives, making this method of food preservation by far the best choice for natural, healthy eating. So log on to emergencypreparednessdirect.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio. Live worldwide weekdays, 5 till 7 Central. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio.
The world we knew is gone. The conditions which framed and taught us our status have gone. The conditions which framed and taught us our standards have gone. The world we knew is gone.
About that, ladies and gentlemen, the technical difficulties are kind of like a plague on this radio show here today. I don't know what's wrong, and it's probably caused by fleas on the backs of rats. As usual, my very special guest, Michael Cross, welcome back, and I apologise for the poor quality of my internet service today. And this has never, ever happened before, so we must be doing something right.
Someone's getting their feathers ruffled.
Yeah.
The thing I just want, just to back up just a little bit here, when I chose to use the avenue of a novel to really present what psychopathic personality is all about, if anyone's ever gone into, like, the whole archetypes of the shadow, the Carl Jung's ideas and stuff like that, it really does fit with what I said about the lion or the lioness. How one moment, if they are feeling secure, they can be very generous to you, very loving, adorable, but then they can do brutality. That is tremendous. Well, there's no limits to it. And you asked the question, what about a business colleague? It would depend on the situation. If it was the one or two persons the psychopathic person felt a real strong connection to, then they might go out on the limb and help them. But if it's just a regular person that works there, maybe you've known them for 20 years, they would be the person that would do the office politics. If it would benefit them to help, they would. If it would benefit them to sabotage their friend, they would do that. You see that in politics all the time. Someone makes a slight mistake in a parliamentary system. Someone in the party makes a slight mistake in years of service. Nope, you got to resign. That's the way a psychopath would actually think.
Right. So, but are they the kind of people that sort of, I don't know, uber predator competitors is basically what I'd like to call them. You know, you've got the German in there, you've got the competition, and you've got the predation. That's basically what it is, as far as I'm concerned, when you've got a psychopath in the workplace. Is that about right? They basically just waltz on in there, sabotage everybody who's better than them so they can usurp their positions of power and keep it all for themselves.
Yeah, it's the whole Nietzschean idea of the Superman, or the way you think of how the Roman Empire was built, that the way you got power positions was to sabotage the other person so you can get their wealth and their property and their prestige. That's the way they would think. So again, they're perfect when it comes, if you want a good lawyer, psychopath would be the person to go to if you're going through a nasty divorce or you're having to win a case in any other area, because they are predators and they will, if they go into something to win, they will win, whether it's short term or long term, and whether that's in relationships or business. Yeah, I would tend to think, I don't know if there's ever been any studies done, but they'd probably be high on testosterone levels, more the I don't like to use the word alpha male and alpha female, but they sort of fit that.
It's like you said about the lion.
Well, yeah, the thing is, they are the people that would apply nature to whatever the situation is. They would be the ones that would, they'd be like the Thomas Malthus who says, oh, well, you know, if we have a famine, the poor people die. And that means the economy will work better later. I mean, that's the way they think.
Basically, human life doesn't have any value, and unless it has value to them specifically, right? Is that about the measurement of it? Do you believe that psychopaths are, the whole mindset of a psychopath is by very definition to be detached from the rest of humanity? You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. We try to bring humanity to the forefront on this radio show by giving it as a platform to those types of people that you generally won't see on mainstream media. And all of those activists and good people who work day in, day out, trying to enlighten the fellow people of this world and spend their entire lives fighting to do so. And I feel that it's my responsibility as a, media dipshite Muslim to give them the coverage they freaking deserve. Because after all, how else would I prove that I'm not a psychopath? We'll be right back after the break if the internet company doesn't cut me off first.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendovite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics,
no taboo topics,
no fear of doom,
no fear of doom.
We are American Freedom Radio,
American Freedom Radio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's hour number two of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio, apart from the fact that we're plagued by technical difficulties. My very special guest today is Michael Cross, who's basically the author of a book called Freedom from Conscience. And this is apparently Dick Cheney's favorite novel. Welcome back to the show.
Well, you know, yeah, I kind of like the play on the word freedom from conscience, because in a sense, when we hear freedom of conscience, we think, oh, this is a very high ideal. People that stand up for their convictions and try to promote truth, justice, and, you know, whatever. The when you say freedom from conscience, it's given almost a positive spin to what actually would be psychopathy. The person could actually be helped by a certain detachment from those things. But in fairness to the psychopath, I know it's kind of weird to say in fairness to the psychopath, we all have certain elements of this. We don't really learn empathy the way that you and I would think about it until around the age of 7 or 8 years old. Now, when people say, well, no, little children, they're wonderful. They would never, they're very empathetic. Well, think of yourself with a toddler if you were shrunk down to 6 inches tall.
Okay.
Well, the idea would be that children have a certain innocence about them. They may, you know, they may pick up a frog and squeeze it and like, oh, my frog's not moving, you know, or something like that. It's, they don't have that connection to the outside world that grows as we develop. And usually by the time we're 8, we have empathy. But for some reason, and there's a huge debate in psychology, if it's genetic or if it's social, usually people that say sociopaths, they usually fall in the line of, well, it's the environment. The psychopath is more of, well, no, it's genetics and some environmental stimuli or deprivation that causes psychopaths. But nevertheless, we all have a certain element of it. And here's one way I like to illustrate it. If we hear about a family in our neighborhood gets in a car wreck and dies, we have a very strong emotional connection to that. We may not even know the people, but we're going to feel, oh my God, how could this, this is horrible. You know, this husband, wife, the kids. That's normal. But the further we get away from this familiarity or closeness to us. Like you pick up the newspaper and it says 15,000 people die in earthquake in the Himalayas. It doesn't cause an emotional reaction in most people. The psychopath, that's because we're too far detached. It's like, well, that's way over there. You know, we don't know anyone there. The psychopath is going to feel that way most of the time. And so if they wind up in charge of a corporation, they're in a situation where they look upon their workers as what's it called nowadays? Since the 80s, human resources or human capital. And this is the way our economy runs. We look upon people now as units of work. I think our Federal Reserve, the executive branch, the parliaments in Western Europe, when they're looking at economics and how this is going to affect people, they're looking at statistics. They're looking at it like when Stalin said the death of one is a tragedy, the death of a million is a statistic.
Well, you know, it seems to me, of course, that politics in particular is the natural realm of a psychopath. The other two natural realms being the medicine and entertainment industry.
Well, I would throw in maybe law as well.
More accurately, fiduciary positions. You know what fiduciary means, obviously.
Well, you can enlighten me there. I have a basic concept.
It's basically a position of trust. You know, like when you go into a doctor, for example, and you ask him to give you medical advice, generally you won't question the doctor and you rely on his expertise because he is in a position of trust and he supposedly wouldn't be there unless he knew what he was doing. And, of course, this is the great place where psychopaths have almost free reign. And incidentally, those are professions such as politicians, lawyers, medical doctors, things like that. And according to Dr. Bill Deagle, you are 11 times, statistically, 11 times more likely to be a serial killer if your name ends with MD.
If you're a doctor?
That's right.
That's interesting that you bring that up. There was just my wife was watching one of those crime documentaries today, and it was talking about a doctor who was poisoning people in England or something.
Well, there you have it. And in fact, in New Zealand, this has been happening a lot lately. So much, in fact, that the Ministry of Health, or what I like to call the Sinistry of Health, has admitted that it is now the third leading cause of deaths in this country, and they kill three times as many people as road deaths.
Oh, the nosocomial infections and stuff, and that sort of thing. Yeah, I don't think it's much different in the United States.
Oh, yeah. And I used to be thinking way back in the day that was not including medical accidents, but I was corrected and said that yes, it does include medical accidents indeed. And so, you know, I feel, I don't know about you, but I feel as though those positions of fiduciary responsibility where people are in positions of immense trust and can literally make or break people's lives have such a high level of so-called education that they are almost above reproach, right? Like the average person, in my opinion, can outwit a doctor pretty easily with rudimentary argumentative abilities, okay? Because a lot of doctors are basically just brainwashed dumbasses, you know, to tell you the truth. They don't know how to think, but they sure as F know how to repeat stuff.
Mm. Yeah, you know? And the other thing that would actually attract psychopaths to medicine is the high amount – psychopathy, a foundation of it is narcissism. And our society builds up people that are in these kinds of professions. If you have that, you have automatic status. People will listen to you. I remember there was an interview that I'd like to get back in a little bit to a certain degree to Edward Bernays. But Edward Bernays was being interviewed by David Letterman before he died. And Bernays actually made the comment to Letterman, because Letterman said, well, this is Dr. Edward Bernays. And Bernays said, well, now that you've called me doctor, people are listening more.
Well, that's true. In fact, Bernays was the one who said that if you want to convince the public, don't try to convince the public. Just convince the doctors and the professionals, and they'll convince the public for you.
Well, yeah. His idea was that there's certain power structures and gateways. And he had a very low opinion of the public. He constantly referred to the public as being stupid and very easily malleable. And in his book, Propaganda, I mean, it's a classic. People should look at that up on the internet, 1928, but it's still a classic. Bernays states that most of what we do is determined by the people that are above us, because we want to be like the people above us who are giving us the information on how to be. I don't know what it's like in New Zealand, but in the United States, lots of people watch these daytime talk shows. I'm not talking about the Jerry Springers, but the ones where they try to come across as being professional. And people will watch this, and they're like, it's almost like they're getting a certain level of, this is how you should live, this is how you should dress, this is how you should be. And this is normal. And that's what Bernays talks about. Influence the doctors, influence the higher up, the educators. Educators were also thrown in. And then they will take the message to the people.
Well, I suppose that's probably the worst part about our society, is that almost everything is hierarchical. Okay, every high school hierarchical, because the principal dictates to all the teachers, the board above them dictates to them, government above them, Ministry of Education dictates to them, government dictates to them, so on and so forth. So you've got all these links in the chain, right? And you don't need psychopaths upon every link in the chain. You only need people right at the very, very top in order to filter down that type of psychopathic mentality and make people do it. Kind of like what we were discussing earlier about how they were, at Harvard University, they're trusted officials and whatnot, and people just, in the main, followed blindly and caused, allegedly, a bit of suffering, right? Now, is that the education system, the political system, basically every single system in a nutshell, really, isn't it? Because that's precisely what's going on here. Everybody seems to have this kind of hierarchical sweet tooth for psychopathy.
Well, the interesting thing is, maybe, I don't know, maybe this is just nostalgia, but if you think maybe 50 or 60 years ago, you might think that there was like a prevailing ethics in society. You, if you're a businessman, you do things this way. If you're a banker, you do things this way. If you're an educator, you try to educate the masses for these reasons. But it seems that the psychopath is actually getting an advantage as we lose some of those core ethics. I know in the 80s, it was the whole thing about the whole Harvard way of thinking about things, where the bottom line is your profit. So it means if you shut down a company that puts an entire town out of work, you move it to some other place where they don't have unions, they don't have very good pay, there's no striking, and there's no health insurances, that's okay, because you will bring more money in for the shareholders, which means you make more money too. And our society seems to be getting more and more into that, where we seriously are setting up predatory capitalism. And that's, I mean, you're setting up a perfect environment for the psychopath to climb, because one of the things that is supposed to be one of their traits is a certain level of, well, if they're there long enough, they'll show their irresponsibility and, you know, they'll be exposed. But in today's society, you see it with the financial collapse of 2008. You had people that moved from one company to another to another. They're hopping all over the place, and they're collecting big bonuses from each company. And then later they go to the government with no shame whatsoever and say, you need to bail us out because if our company collapses, the economy collapses. So, I mean, I don't know how many of those guys are psychopaths, but that's
yeah, crazy. Yeah. It's like, here it is, ladies and gentlemen. We caused the financial collapse. We're going to – and now, in order to solve the financial collapse, we need to make sure that everybody gets horrendously in debt through their government, through their birth certificates, who freaking own you, and then we're going to give it to the whole bunch of psychopaths that caused the whole problem in the first freaking place, and they – are going to give huge, huge golden parachutes, golden handshakes, and various other types of goldenness to all of their psychopathic cronies.
Yeah.
You know what's really ticking me off, Michael, is that the more cynical I get, the more correct I become.
You're thinking outside the box that it's not really I'm promoted to do so. But the irony is that these people from these companies wind up then being put in as regulators by the government. And it's back and forth, back and forth. And, I mean, it's like having the perfect inside job where, I mean, you might as well – Jesse James had the wrong job. He should have been actually the president of the bank. And then when the robbers came in, oh my gosh, we're being robbed. Oh, no, clear the safe out. Give the safe – and then go to the government if they had, you know, insurance in those days. Go to the government and say, hey, the robbers took all my money. You got to give me money back. It would take poor Jesse James. I mean, robbing a train, it would take him, what, a million years to earn the money that these corporations got from the government?
Well, you know, what is going on here? Yeah, how can people not see this, right? And when you tell people that the world is run by freaking psychopaths that want to kill everybody and steal everything else, they say, why would somebody do that? And I say, well, the reason why you're even questioning me at all is because you're not a psychopath. You don't understand the mentality, okay? You don't understand how easy it is for these people to get in positions of power. I've had many jobs, and in fact, that's probably the reason why I'm doing this job right here, is because virtually every single job I had a boss who was very, very nice and personable and whatever. But as soon as I started thinking outside the box, as soon as I started putting the customer before the company, as soon as I started telling people things that would help them to save money on their phone bills and things of that nature when I was working for telecommunications companies, as soon as I started caring about my fellow employees who were under very stressful situations with poor training, that kind of thing, and as soon as I brought this to attention to the higher-ups, I was demonized, fired, and gotten rid of. Okay, and that's basically because psychopaths don't like being exposed in their own control environments. Is that about right? They don't like people making ripples in the water because then they wind up seeing their own reflection and other people find out who they really are and that something bad is going on here. But the general public don't connect those dots. They don't think because every single job that I've ever had has been with some soulless sociopathic scumbag who basically lied and ripped me off or refused to do something for me or whatever. They don't connect the dots that every single job that they go into where that happens repeatedly, that these things and these incidents are connected, that it's not just that particular person in that particular corporation that's the problem. It's the whole system is geared specifically. So that is not the exception. It is, in fact, most likely the rule.
Well, it's institutionalized. The first part of your question, why people don't react, is because when if you use any term in psychology, it conjures up things in people's minds. So if I say psychopath and say many business leaders or politicians are psychopaths, people think it's a joke because they think, oh, no. They dress in nice suits. They drive nice cars. They live in nice homes. They have their pretty wife. They have their kids. Psychopaths are people who are in jail. Psychopaths are people who are crazy. I watch TV. That's what psychopaths are like. And that's why, if you use the term psychopath, people will automatically, they shut off unless they have some psychological background whatsoever. And the second part of what you brought up, that's the irony of psychopaths. They don't like to follow rules. They hate rules. They throw rules out the window when it comes to their lives. But then they want to make sure people follow rules. Now, I'll give you an example, taking it out of corporations.
Unfortunately, we'll have to get into this after the break. Ladies and gentlemen, my remarkably fabulous and incredible special guest, author of Freedom From Conscience, you can look that up on Facebook, is Michael Cross. And we're talking about psychopathy. And all the politicians listening, listen up harder. We'll be right back.
Why buy long-term storage and emergency preparedness dried and dehydrated foods? Well, freeze-dried and dehydrated foods can be stored just about any place and will be ready when you need it. Like in the event of a disaster that disrupts transportation, grocery stores would be empty within 3 days. Bulk food purchases really make your dollars count. Buying in bulk, your cost per pound drops significantly. And it has 7 to 30 years long-term shelf life. No refrigeration is required either, so if the power goes out, your food is still safe. And you know, studies have shown that dehydrated foods are actually substantially more nutritious than either frozen or canned foods. The loss is only 3 to 5% of the original nutritional value of the food, without added chemicals or additives, making this method of food preservation by far the best choice for natural, healthy eating. So log on to emergencypreparednessdirect.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand, conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand. Leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
You're listening to the Future of Talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
In the face of the psychopaths, scumbaggery types that are running this freaking world.
It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show. AmericanFreedomRadio.com. We were just talking over the break. Those of you who might remember, interviewed a while back, I forget what day it was, Thomas Sheridan. And if you Google Vinnie Eastwood and Thomas Sheridan, you'll be able to listen to that interview. Really quite fascinating. He's also somewhat of an expert on psychopaths, and it just gives me an idea. I'm going to send you his contact details there, and I think we should probably turn this into a panel discussion at a later date, because I don't know. Maybe we should like invite a politician and two experts on psychopaths on the Vinnie Eastwood Show and see what happens. But maybe not. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and also welcome back to my remarkably fabulous special guest, author of Freedom from Conscience, Michael Cross. Welcome.
Hi. I was just before the break, I was going to use an example that goes outside of business so people can maybe understand the way the psychopath thinks. And we all the time hear about some minister in religion, a religious minister, who, you know, he's been known for years giving sermons against pornography and that sort of thing. And then later it's found out that he has a whole library full of the grossest pornography you've ever imagined. And that illustrates how the psychopath feels. When they rise up in a structure, they want to make sure that rules are followed underneath them, but they don't want to follow the rules themselves. And there's plenty of people, I think maybe even most people, are authority-based. I hate to use the word sheep, but they like to be told what to do. You go in, you do this, you dress this way, you act this way, you behave this way, you ask these questions, you don't ask these questions. And that way you fit in to the corporate or educational or whatever model it is.
Well, what you're talking about there is somebody who's decided to operate without the advent of the independence or thought. And the only way that any kind of organization can be run with any kind of, shall we say, Luciferian or nasty agenda of some description is with people who follow orders. And it reminds me of the quote Banksy made, Banksy the artist, a street artist. He said, all the worst atrocities in history have been committed by those people who are following orders. So if everybody stopped following orders, wouldn't have any more atrocities.
Well, a lot of times we teach our children that they should conform and they should follow the rules. But if you think about the base, the foundational philosophy that has killed in the 20th century well over 100 million people, it is conformity. Follow the rules, do what you're told, and that has led to a loss of liberty. And so basically it's an irony that the psychopath questions, but also regular people should also question as well. And I want to bring up one thing, though, about the authoritarian aspect. We got to remember the psychopath wants to be in control. I don't know. Have you ever read up on Aleister Crowley?
Done a little bit of referencing to him. Yeah, yeah. He's basically a magician, a person who has a great fondness for the Dark Lord known as Lucifer, and incidentally happens to be an incredible thought-provoking Satanist who's figured out many ways of brainwashing people, subliminals and otherwise, including, and remember, and anybody back in the 70s and 60s might remember this phenomenon, being able to sing backwards and putting hidden messages in there, believing that it gives you power. That Aleister Crowley you're talking about?
Yeah, and the interesting thing about Crowley, though, is from everything I've read about him, he seems to also be a psychopath. But he also is not someone who told people to do these horrible things, I mean, that he's known for. It's more like he felt like he was in control, but he exposed people to whatever philosophy it was he was promoting. So he wasn't the... Again, we got to get past this idea that psychopaths are like, you know, you must march, you know, goose step and that sort of thing. They can also be they can be esoteric. They can be cult leaders. They can be people who, they could be your favorite professor in college who loved to have all the attention focused on him or her, came up with all these really interesting ideas, but at the same time, they're doing it because every day when they go in to teach, they have a captive audience. So there is that type. They're not totally one-dimensional people, but then there are the ones too that are like follow back, you know, you have to follow the rules. And one of the reasons why you get some of those in politics, though, after a revolution, you know, a revolution's done by some psychopaths, they take over, they think that everyone out there thinks like they do. That's why they have to start liquidating people after they take control.
Mm-hmm. And we have an opinion here from our chat room that Crowley was a kick-ass rock climber. A very misunderstood dude.
Well, yeah, all these guys are misunderstood. I mean, I'm sure Pol Pot had some great things that he did as well. But
he was such a nice guy that he managed to get, you know how normally funerals cost a lot of money, and it really puts a burden on the families when their loved one dies. And Pol Pot was so empathetic that what he did is he just killed those people and their entire family and buried them together. He was so loving.
Yeah, you know what the irony is, though? Most people don't realize his training was he got his training as a history teacher. I think his training
That's probably how he figured out that he could slaughter a million people and have no intervention from the international community, because he probably would have taken the conspiratorial view of history, as I do, that major exterminations in mankind are always supported by the global elite. You know, absolutely funded, supported, endorsed practically. Take China, for example. One of the worst human rights violators in all history. I think Chairman Mao, total freaking psycho, he wound up killing like something like, what, 50, 60 million Chinese? And he took over the whole of China, apparently, with only 1% popular support. The reason why... is because he'd send his little red guards into every town, you know, these little catamite psychos into every town and say, look, vote for the Chairman Mao. We're going to save everybody. You know, it's just that kind of psychopathic drivel. And by the way, if you don't vote for Chairman Mao, we're going to kill you and your entire family. You know, that's the kind of loving psychopathy that we all know and enjoy. That's what it is. They come up to you with a beautiful apple in their hand, and you're hungry, and they offer you a bite of the apple, only to kick you out of paradise.
Mm-hmm. The irony is that's a really good analogy. I think one of the reasons why people actually do love psychopaths is because they do give them a permission to like I said before, to delve into their inner darkness. Everyone has an inner darkness. I mean, Freud he used the word the id, Jung, the shadow. People like to watch movies and read novels and stuff that have an inner darkness because it's safe. You know, in your regular lives, you feel like, well, no, that's not the way it really is in real life. I'm going to read about it. I'm going to watch. You know, I'm not going to, you know, think beyond that. Just to talk about this psychologically, look at the popularity now of vampire movies. What is a vampire? A vampire is a psychopath. I don't care if they're the nice, charming ones that are like, oh, I'm not going to hurt anyone, or they're the mean, sinister, you know, I kill everything in sight. Their personality profile is psychopathic.
Yeah. And again, this comes back to the whole thing that I postulated before, is that psychopaths have detached themselves from the human condition itself. Okay, and again, that's not entirely dissimilar from that whole vampirism mentality, and apparently, and this goes back to Aleister Crowley and the occult and all of that kind of stuff. There are vampire cults operating in the United States. Indeed, there are vampire cults in Hollywood that are populated with some of the biggest stars. We had what's his name, Ricky Ray, who's an incredible musician, very very well in with the crowd there, and he actually visited and was invited to one of these vampire cults where they would drink blood and that kind of thing. And, you know, when I say this, people go, oh, Vinny, you're just crazy, blah, 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 you're just doing all this ridiculous stuff, blah, 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 blah. It's like, bro, for F's sake, do you think somebody with millions upon millions of dollars who doesn't tell the truth, even if it's good for them, who's totally detached from the human freaking condition, you think that for some reason, when they go home at night, they're just like you, sitting back, watching television, drinking aspartame Coca-Cola? No! They're doing real nasty stuff. It's what they do. It's the only way that they can get a kick out of life, is to become even more debauched, to reach all new levels of evil. That's what a psychopath, that's why they get bored, don't they? And they just get real angry that they can't be more evil. And so they find ways to make themselves more amused. And they always wind up exposing themselves. I mean, like for example, if you ever look at any Hollywood couple pretty much, always plagued with cheating and gossip and drug use and all of this kind of stuff. And that's just the things that make it into the tabloids. You know? We're dealing with a hugely deep-seated problem here. And people in the lower classes, I'm not a communist, sorry. the people who are basically normal, you know, people of modest incomes who are generally good people, who care about their kids and think that voting is an important duty. People who are generally patriotic and good. The average person, as far as I'm concerned, consists about 95% of the population at a minimum. Good people. And they don't even suspect how big and bad the problem is, because they're just unassuming, okay? They have that kind of faith in humanity, and a psychopath always takes advantage of other people's faith in them and betray them every single time, kind of like politicians, all right? And as you said in your videos there, that politicians have a undeniable root of psychopathy running through the whole political establishment, because it's the perfect environment. They get copious quantities of attention. They're in crowds all the time because they're all absolutely obsessed with themselves and narcissistic, all inside their own mind. Like, oh yeah, everybody's listening to me. I get to manipulate entire freaking crowds of people, and I get to dazzle them with my hopey changey dance. You know, this kind of mentality, I think, has enabled almost the entire political establishment to weed out anybody who is not a psychopath. And if somebody is in Congress or the Senate or in the New Zealand Parliament down here who isn't one, they certainly won't be there for very long. And if they are there, they are fighting an uphill battle every single day. Because, and I had a conversation yesterday with a lady named Muriel Watts, who's a an expert on what are they called? Pesticide toxicity, right? And I brought up the point that, look, all these pesticides, all these corporations that are spraying this stuff all over the place, all the lies that they're telling, okay? My thoughts is that this entire poisoning of the globe is absolutely intentional, okay? But certain people don't believe that. And again, it's because even the good ones among us who do their research into particular fields don't take into account and educate themselves on the psychology of psychopathy, which is usually the root cause of the very reason why they're an activist. And if they don't realize that, then they will never be able to change the entirety of the paradigm. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Back in a moment.
Extend your life.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract.
Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom. Freedom. American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And incidentally, the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. It's a fabulous day. And I was up last night, late last night, well into the night. And for some reason, when I'm angry, it gives me a lot of energy, right? Energy to not sleep. And the reason why I was up last night for such a long time, and this is the thing that I wanted to tackle here during the entire show, but we kept getting distracted by having an interesting conversation, unfortunately. Is the general mode of psychopaths. Now, this is a kind of total lies, right? Like, for example, here's an accusation towards me by this dude named Eric, and we had a conversation on it last night. If you go to my YouTube, if you go to my Facebook page, Guerrilla Media, one word, Mr. News, one word, that's my first and last name on YouTube, you'll be able to see in my notes this little thread here. And I'll just kind of summarize, because there's 245 comments here, okay? Here's what happened. I was accused of not caring, not doing anything to help the environment or help anybody, when the reality is I've done more for the environmental movement in this country just by myself, real environmentalism in this country, by giving a platform to those people who are real environmentalists, not these climate cultist psychopathic scum like this guy named Eric, who basically has nothing better to do than throw out profanity and lies, quite literally. He accused me several times during the course of this conversation of deleting his comments when his comments weren't deleted at all. He accused me several times of saying things that I had not said. And then when I called him on it and told him to prove it or to quote me, he said, ha ha, ha ha, you know, I don't have to do anything. You do it. You quote yourself. You know, it's this kind of insanity. Right. And this other lady came in, a lovely lady named Pam, and talk about environmentalism. This lady is incredible. She does 18-hour days every day. She makes her own soap. She grows most of her own food, generates her own electricity, and campaigns for in the local town. Back in the 80s, she started up a co-op to recycle her entire town, her entire street, sorry, okay. That's a real environmentalist. Now, when she comes into the conversation, she talked about what she's done as an environmentalist, and then she told me that I was basically doing a bit of ranting, okay? And then I complimented on her on being a real environmentalist, and then this guy comes in and accuses me of not reading her entire statement, which is absolutely true, because I read half the statement, then made a comment, and then read the other half of the statement, and then made a comment. And so, in seconds, this person makes up in their own mind that for some reason, I'm hiding something, okay? I'm deleting him. I'm persecuting him. And when he doesn't continue to win the conversation, he leaves the chat room. Okay, and he for about maybe 40 minutes to chat with another climate cultist friend of his to insult us behind our backs. okay? And then he comes back only to find out that not less than half a dozen people, good people, listeners to my show and people who, you know, I didn't even invite half of them onto this thread, come in weighing in to support me, okay? And last night as I was going to bed, I wept. I literally wept because I was so honored that there were people out there who literally can recognize that I am trying to do the right thing. And when I was under attack, they came in to defend me. And I want to acknowledge Will Ryan, my former co-host. He was really helping me lay into these people. And also Ahmed, my Tunisian listener, because let's face facts here. These people, climate cultists, psychopaths, the whole lot of them, okay, they are poison. Nothing but poison. They can't argue, and here's the ultimate proof of that. I've just need to find the direct quote here. Comedy Hour of the Clown Prince himself. That's me, obviously. But you know, what's your take on all of this? I mean, like, do you believe that these people are knowingly psychopathic? Like, do you think that they actually know that they're psychos, or are they kind of like bumbling around and just acting like it?
Well, no, I think some of them actually do know, and that gives them a certain arrogance, actually.
Hmm. Okay. Well, anyway, when he left the chat, and this is the quote I was looking for, he said, "Sorry, was having a little chat with someone about you two," and it's referring to me and Will. "Seems like you make a habit of this. If they don't agree with you, you do your little smear campaigns here." And I don't know what he's talking about, because this is the first time I've ever actually laid in on YouTube. And in all fairness, he started it and started calling us names and stuff, as every climate cult has done. And so I tell you what, you want me, I'm more than happy to be found, and we can settle this in a more physical way, eh? Put your money where your mouth is, boys, and come out and play. There you go. Name a time and place, and we will do it. Or are you a bit worried you might get the snot kicked out of you? Easy to insult someone on a website. Let's see if you have the balls to say it in my face tomorrow." That solidified 100% that this guy is freaking out of his mind.
Well, the thing is that when someone, like, you know, one of the things I said there was the psychopath tends to take a persona, and that persona is what they demonstrate to the world in order to get their adoration. If you question that, you question that persona. Now, you've probably had situations where you've debated people who are just regular people you disagree with, and they'll debate and they'll say, "Oh yeah, here's what I feel, and I'll present my facts, you present yours, you can even shake hands after the debate, and you're fine." The more psychopathic person, if you question what they've said, you've questioned their whole essence for being, because they have no real essence of being on their own. They don't have that foundation that says, "I am me, and I am important for this reason." They've created their image, their act, and therefore, when you debate these kinds of people, they at first might be peaceful, but when you counter them with some sort of fact, that's when it gets very heated, and then they will try to submerge you with rhetoric and so forth.
So in your opinion, this guy here, Eric, I mean, would you think that if we took him to a clinic or something, that they would diagnose him as a psychopath? What are the symptoms? How can you spot psychopaths in your daily life? I mean, aggression coming out of nowhere, repetitive lying, obviously no conscience, making things up, delusions of persecution. Are those symptoms of a psychopath?
Well, those could be symptoms of a variety of different things. Not the empathy thing. That's hard to tell whether someone has a lack of empathy or not. But often, the things you can look for, and these are just simple things you can look for, is if you ask them to talk about their accomplishments, they will create accomplishments out of thin air. And then if you check on those accomplishments, you'll find out it wasn't the case. They may say they went to, the 2008 Democratic National Convention, and then you find out all they did was they were in town at the same time. They weren't a delegate. But they may put it on their resume that they were at this convention and make it sound like they were delegates. They often refer – when they're talking, they often talk in the sense of I. So if you've got a group effort, that you had a group of people that did something, they'll continuously say, well, when I went in, I did this and I saved the day and I did this and I did this and I did this. One really weird way of telling, I read about this before. I don't know if it's totally accurate, but it makes sense. They say that when you imagine things, you use hand gestures more in your language. You know, if I tell you, tell me how you would create a sequel to Star Wars. And if you're doing that, the average person will be talking and using their hands and saying, well, I'd have this and this. You know, they'd be using a lot more hand motions than usual. Psychopaths, on the other hand, if you ask them if they have to talk about emotions, suddenly start using their hand motions because they're having to imagine emotions. And so that's something you could look at. One thing I've also heard is that if it's, you know, how some people don't look you in the eye when they're talking, they'll look away because they're, I don't know, for whatever reason, they're deep in thought or something. The psychopath, if he's telling you a lie, that's the one time he will look you directly in the eye because it's part of the act. That's where he's actually consciously thinking to himself, oh, I've got to come across like I'm telling the truth. So they'll actually look you in the eye more often when they're telling you a lie.
Why buy long-term storage and emergency preparedness dried and dehydrated foods? Well, freeze-dried and dehydrated foods can be stored just about any place and will be ready when you need it, like in the event of a disaster that disrupts transportation. Grocery stores would be empty within 3 days. Bulk food purchases really make your dollars count. Buying in bulk, your cost per pound drops significantly. And it has 7 to 30 years long-term shelf life. No refrigeration is required either, so if the power goes out, your food is still safe. And you know, studies have shown that dehydrated foods are actually substantially more nutritious than either frozen or canned foods. The loss is only 3 to 5% of the original nutritional value of the food, without added chemicals or additives, making this method of food preservation by far the best choice for natural, healthy eating. So log on to emergencypreparednessdirect.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics. No taboo topics. No fear of doom. No fear of doom. We are. We are. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.